Rachel, I'm free, my love.
Have you really not told Jeannie?
No, I haven't. I couldn't stand to tell her.
What is the reaction to this news?
Absolute shock.
You can go your own way.
All right, crazy times in L.A. Golic and Wingo with you, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. By the way, your last chance to hear the winning word and come with us to the draft coming up in just a few minutes. Don't mess that up.
No.
Don't mess up what will be an extravaganza for you. We'll have that in just a few moments. But you heard Magic Johnson there saying, I'm free. I'm free from this burden. What the heck happened? So for more on that, let's bring in Dave McMenamin, our ESPN Lakers reporter. Dave, I'm assuming you were part of that small cavalcade of reporters that Magic sort of impromptu said, hey, guess what, guys, I'm quitting. How surprised were you when that all unfolded right in front of you there?
Trey, there's a series of unfortunate photos of me because I was standing right next to Magic with all sorts of dumbfounded looks upon my face at various times throughout the 45-minute impromptu press conference. Because quite frankly, as we are talking now 12 hours later or whatever it is, I'm still having a hard time processing. I've covered a lot in my career, but this culminating this season this way and then all the implications that it potentially caused this franchise moving forward, it's a lot to wrap your head around. And still, for someone who has prided himself as a lifelong Laker and, you know, obviously he has said time and time again he owes so much to Dr. Buss and the Buss family, to completely blindside Jeannie Buss in that manner, to me, it's selfish, and to me, it really goes against how he's branded himself his entire life.
Yeah, I definitely think, and I believe everybody believes, that was a wrong move. And to put it in the position of, well, if I did meet with her and tell her she'd have talked me out of it, that's a bit of a cop-out, I think a lot of people think. So now after the kind of the awestruck, wow, what the hell just happened moment, and you've had time to think about it and kind of think about what's been going on, and you hear the reports, he wasn't around all the time. He certainly was underqualified for that position, how he was thought about around the league. When you start to think of things and put them together, does it surprise you less that he would step away from this?
No, it's still surprising. Like, I mean, I understand what you're saying. There was things about the job that made him a unusual candidate for it. But, you know, you look back to kind of the biggest two things that the organization did in this last year. One, signing LeBron James, and that was mostly directly tied to Magic Johnson getting the credit for that. And two, the drawn-out negotiations with the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, of course, that did not go in the Lakers' favor. But the person making the phone calls to New Orleans was Magic Johnson. It wasn't Rob Pelinka. And so, to me, he has carried so much heft and so much weight in what this front office has done so far that, you know, I understand Rob Pelinka still has a job here as a general manager. But they're going to have to replace Magic. They can't just move forward and say, well, Rob's our guy. They're going to have to replace him. And if they do replace him, well, we know how these things work. People want to hire their own people. And so what will that mean for Rob Pelinka when they do identify the candidate they want to run this front office?
Talking to Dave McMenamin, our ESPN Lakers reporter on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And Dave, we know this came right before the game they were supposed to play against Portland, and that LeBron, while he's been shut down, was, I think, supposed to meet with the media for the last time this season, but we haven't heard that, or we'd be playing that sound right now. Has there been any sense or reaction from LeBron that you've heard or gathered around there to what's going on here?
Yeah, Mike, he, according to one of my sources, he was stopped dead in his tracks in the locker room when he heard the news, just completely dumbfounded like the rest of us. And now, you know, the fallout, the aftermath is, you know, this is an issue. This is viewed as an issue from LeBron James's camp. Now, of course, he has a 4-year deal here. And even though he doesn't have a no trade clause like he had in the past, his contract is you know, so, you know, carries so much money. Plus a trade kicker, it'd be very hard to move if he wanted to get out of this situation. And so, you know, basically this falls on Jeannie Buss and she has some major smoothing over to do with her superstar in LeBron, and really showing and getting him to believe again in what this Lakers chapter of his life can be. It's so important, it's of vital importance, that whomever they target here to be the new head of the front office is someone who can have a shared vision with LeBron, because he thought he had that in Magic Johnson. And clearly, by Magic's action of not even informing LeBron, just the same way he didn't inform Genie of what he was doing and leaving the franchise, he turned his back on the guy he spent a year trying to recruit.
Magic Johnson's resignation, one of the most shocking stories of the year, and we know from experience, is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. So, Dave, with all that being said, while Magic Johnson did or didn't really actively participate in the job of being president, from what we're hearing from a lot of people, how much of this does directly fall on Jeannie Buss for allowing him to run the operation that way, and now she's the one that really has to fix it?
Oh, I mean, this is so much on her shoulders. And listen, the best owners, what they do in pro sports, we praise them for finding people they can trust and then not being meddlesome and just giving them what they need. And by all accounts, that's what she did with Magic, but she made a bad bet. You can't necessarily blame her. She had a 40-year relationship with the guy. They consider each other on a sibling level. But here, we know now, if we didn't know before, that he wasn't suited for the modern NBA, and they can't just keep trying to recapture Showtime. I understand they have Kurt Rambis in the front office now. He was an assistant to Magic, and I'm sure there'll be conversations about him potentially taking that role, and this is nothing against Kurt, but they really got to look outside, be progressive, be forward-thinking, open up those purse strings and see if you can get a guy like a Bob Myers from Golden State, R.C. Buford from San Antonio. I know Daryl Morey just signed an extension with the Rockets, probably an outside shot there, but make the phone call because you really got to get with the times and find someone who can really do this job, because, again, the guy you still have in place is basically a neophyte GM. And Rob Pelinka, he can't do this himself, and we'll see if he can do it at all based on the way his reputation took a hit with some of the stuff that Magic was saying on his way out the door.
Absolutely crazy times in L.A., and you were there, and your face was chronicled in all of it. Dave, we appreciate you being thanks, with Dave. Us this morning. Thanks, man.
Dave. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to be real interested to hear what more comes out. Was there more of why it abruptly was done before that game? You know, what are some of the other things that maybe led to it? Is this something not related to work at all? I mean, it's the there's still a lot of head scratching going on.
You know what? When he said it, they're trying to recapture the glory days. The one thing I thought about because of the location too was the way USC was for so many years. You kept trying to bring back the magic of what it was like when Pete Carroll was there and kept failing. You've got to move on at some point.
You've got to find a new normal and make that the thing that you build off of. So we'll see what happens there.